One of the glories of Norwich Anglican Cathedral is the fan-vaulted roof of the nave, with 255 magnificent stone bosses or carvings representing biblical scenes from the creation to the Last Judgment. The roof and the bosses were instigated by the Bishop of Norwich, Walter Leichhardt, after a lightning strike in 1463, which brought the spire crashing down into the nave and setting fire to the wooden roof. He used some of his own money to employ stonemason Reginald Ely, who had worked on King's College Chapel, Cambridge. Leichhardt's contribution is commemorated by the naming of Leichhardt Road off Ipswich Road. Elsewhere in the cathedral, there is a carving of a hart, that is a deer, lying on water. This is what is known as a rebus, or a pun on his name, in this case, Lie and Hart, or Leichhardt. The most famous of the 19th century painters of the Norwich school, such as Crome and Cotman, have roads named after them. But there is one important but less well-known member of the Norwich school, Thomas Lound, who also has a road named after him, off Coleman Road. Lound, who lived from 1802 to 1861, was a painter and etcher of local landscapes. But instead of scrabbling for a living from painting, he worked as a manager in the family brewing business, Thompson, Stackhouse & Co. on King Street, and actually died with money in the bank. He was involved in the Norwich School of Design, a predecessor of the Norwich Technical Institute, founded in 1899 on St George's Street, and now part of the Norwich University of the Arts. Lound was also on the committee of the Norwich Photographic Society, and as early as 1856, he exhibited 5 of his own photographs. The next road reminds us of how important banking and textiles, particularly shawls, have been in the history of Norwich. It is Harvey Lane in Thorpe, named after Colonel John Harvey, 1755 to 1842, who moved from the city centre to Thorpe. Harvey came from a long line of wealthy Norwich textile merchants who had turned to banking. He was a leading partner in Harvey and Hudson's Bank. And like 9 of his relatives, Harvey became mayor of Norwich in 1792. He also instigated the Thorpe Water Frolic in 1821, largely as a sporting event for the gentry, but opened up to the working population 2 years later when city weavers were given a day's holiday. Towards the end of the 18th century, a downturn in the Norwich textile trade brought increasing unemployment. But business took an upturn when Harvey Stead started making highly patterned silk fillover shawls that could now be woven instead of having to be filled in or embroidered by hand. And these expensive items, at 12 to 20 guineas each, were the height of fashion, and a counterpane shawl, 12 feet square and woven on Harvey's looms, was presented to George III and his wife, Queen Charlotte. A German princess, Helena of Waldeck, is commemorated the name of Waldeck Road, off Unthank Road, south of the Ring Road. Princess Helena was married to Prince Leopold, Duke of Albany, the youngest son of Queen Victoria. Leopold inherited his mother's gene for haemophilia and died of a fall 2 years after his marriage, ensuring that Waldeck, Leopold and Albany would linger in the minds of those distributing patriotic street names, hence the other road names connected with Queen Victoria, Albany Road and Leopold Road. Another connection with Queen Victoria is Connaught Road off Dereham Road, named after another of Victoria's sons, the Duke of Connaught, who was stationed in Norwich with his regiment. Another aristocrat is commemorated by the name of Duke Street, which runs from Charing Cross to the Inner Ring Road. This duke was the Duke of Norfolk, who set up his townhouse in 1540 on what is now the site of the Duke Street car park. It was greatly enlarged by the fourth duke. It was 3 stories high and included a bowling alley and an indoor tennis court. King Charles II came to stay there in 1671. In 1710, the mayor refused the Duke permission to enter the city in procession with his company of comedians, and it seems that in a huff the Duke demolished most of the palace, never to return, and one of the wings of the palace became the city's workhouse. Finally, a man who announced alarmingly in 1813 that he wanted to, quote, put a hole in the king's head, unquote. And he is commemorated in the naming of Davy Place, which runs between Castle Meadow and Gentleman's Walk. He was a radical alderman, but not a revolutionary, as this was not a call for revolution, but an attempt by Jonathan Davy to demolish an inn blocking the way to the street. And the inn was named the King's Head.